Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man. It's certainly a pleasure to be on with you guys on this very morning.
Well, this is always a big moment. It's the biggest moment in the off season for
it is. It is, and we certainly are looking forward to it.
Well, can you tell us which way you're leaning with your pick in the first round at number 14?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm not really too involved with the draft this year. It's tonight. Starts tonight.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, tonight I've got a business meeting at a Wingstop, and then I'm running the first shift at the Dunkin' Donuts on Preston, and then I'm doing a meet and greet with Ford and Pepsi. So I guess I kind of got a little buried, a little covered over there, and I guess I won't be too much in charge of this draft.
Well, you're the general manager, Jerry. You're supposed to be in charge of all this stuff.
Are you guys sure it's tonight?
Yes, it starts tonight, the first round.
Well, maybe I'll have to put one of my sons in charge of it, which is always a risky proposition. And last year I put Jerry Jr. in charge of the draft, and it came time to make our pick, and he handed me a slip of paper, and I opened it, and it said G.I. Joe. So I... So I told him, I said, be serious and come up with a real name. G.I. Joe's not a real person. I need somebody real. He come back about 3 minutes later, and I opened that slip of paper, and it said Justin Bieber. So we took him off the draft, and so this year I guess it's Steven's turn to head up our draft, and I've already warned him. That we will not be drafting the Hulk, Stretch Armstrong, Luke Skywalker, Indiana Jones, or Plastic Man.
Those are off the board.
Those are off the board. So I've subscribed to the Pulse newsletter. You guys get that?
Yeah, unfortunately. As a matter of
fact. But they got a lot of great players in there, and my problem is I just I'm pretty well set on a couple of players.
Mm-hmm. Who you like?
Well, I tell you right now who we're going to take tonight.
Wow.
I think if all goes according to Hoyle, we're going to take Andrew Luck.
That's not going
to
happen.
You think he's going to fall to 14?
Right. If he does fall to 14, we're going to take him. And if he doesn't fall that far, then we're going to go ahead and take RG3.
Well, those are like the only two picks that everyone knows are not going to be there. Those are going to be the first two picks tonight by the Colts and the Redskins.
Oh, well, unfortunately, those are also the only two players that I know. So
that's all you can tell us?
Yeah. Have you guys heard of any other players in the draft?
Yes, yeah, we've heard a lot of them. That's...
Well, come on, give me some names. I'll take them.
We'll fax them to you later. How about their email them to you later?
I don't have fax or email. Could you just send me a telegraph?
Okay. We'll Pony Express some names to you.
That'd be great. Pony up.
Well, now you think that this team's close still, right? They're close to being a Super Bowl team. You just need a few pieces here and there.
George, I always think that. You know, we could only have two players on our team, and I'd think we're close to a Super Bowl. That's just how delusional I am. But we got the draft room already. I got it. Went down earlier today and turned down the thermostat, so it'll be nice and cool in there.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get all the people in there, and we're going to do this thing.
Yeah, what is it like in the war room?
Well, usually... Jerry Jr.'s got his friends over, so they're running through the room playing cowboys and Indians and shooting each other in the butt with arrows. And we've got about three TVs in there, but most of them are on Jersey Shore or Mythbusters or something.
You know, you're watching draft coverage.
And we'll cater in, get us some wings, a few buckets of chili, something like that. And I tell you though, it's gonna be different with Jason. Back when we had Wade and Purcell's as our head coaches, the draft room always it smelled like boiled eggs or something. I don't know what that was. But Jason, he spends his time reading Shakespeare and stuff, so I'll try to struggle to keep him involved.
Sounds boring with Jason Garrett. Sounds like you'd like some spice in there.
It is. It's I really only have one rule for our draft room.
What's that?
I call it my 3 second rule.
The song, please die.
That's my 3 second rule. No, I'm teasing. I actually do have a 3 second rule, but it's not that wonderful country song by Lisa Gale Allred.
What is it?
My 3 second rule is if you have to think about a pick more than 3 seconds, you trade down.
So that's why you've traded down so many times.
That's why I've traded down like 78% of the time, because I just can't think too quickly.
Well, you should be able to get a good player tonight at 14. You should be able to.
Joey, I sure do appreciate that.
George?
I'm going to have to let you go. I'm getting drunk on hand sanitizer right now.
Oh, gosh. Come on.